Kevin Ryder, and man, am I sexy. And I'm Sluggo. This is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Today on the show, we're going to call my mom. It'll be neat. And we've got like $4,000 in our precious little contest, the 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's up to $4,000 today. Oh, you're kidding me. Pinch me. Not going to happen, dude. And, you know, it's a Two for Tuesday as well. We're going to do something slightly different, something we haven't done in a little while on our Two for Tuesday. What's that? Be quiet. We're going to play a couple in a row from Pink Floyd as they appeared on the album, as you heard them back in the day on Dark Side of the Moon for a twofer right now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wow, your voice is back to normal. That's good.
I sounded weird for just a minute, didn't I?
It's a little concerning, yeah.
That was odd.
You sounded like that guy from Family Guy, neighbor.
Yes. Yes, unfortunately.
I think we learned a little more about you today.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if you saw this story, but there is a media agency that created a sexual education campaign.
Oh, those are always helpful.
And I don't know why they can't get anyone to make these that have examples of things that happen to people.
You mean like real life experiences? Yeah, I mean, God, I would think people would step up and say this and that happened to me.
It's important in the movie.
Yes.
This is important. And the wrong people are doing all of it.
It's always the case.
Yes, the always. Sexual harassment at work.
Oh my God. Those are sexually harassing.
Of course that's important. But yes. Those videos that you have to go through are inane.
Torturous.
It's just absurd.
Actually,
I don't know why they make them.
No. And they're abusive to have to watch.
Agreed.
Especially with anybody else.
Agreed.
They're worse than anything that ever happened.
Well, I recorded played it on the air, and everybody was like, well, why would they act like that's a thing?
Right.
It's not a thing. So this is a video that was $3.8 million was spent on it.
Oh, come on.
And it's a sexual consent video, and it's a guy and a girl, and they're at like a burger joint, and they both have milkshakes.
Okay.
And she says, do you want to taste mine?
Yeah, baby. You know I do.
Go ahead and...
Woo!
Go ahead and play.
Okay. Wait, was this made in the 1950s, first of all?
No, it was made last year.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Are they playing pinball?
No.
Okay.
They're just sitting there.
I hate it already.
Me.
To cross into the action zone, both people must agree.
All right, hold up. to cross into the action zone... Like, why are they giving something so important to these people?
Right. You've never gotten any, ever.
To cross into the action zone, which I hope to one day.
As soon as I move out of mom's basement.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
You had no idea.
No,
that's what
I didn't.
He said.
Oh, I love it.
So he's very excited.
Yeah.
He tries your milkshake.
Is it better than yours?
What?
See what they're doing?
No, I think I prefer mine.
Okay, now.
No, I'm lost.
He doesn't like her milkshake more than his.
Okay.
You know, I think I prefer mine. Now, what happens next is not believable.
Well, that wasn't believable, but okay.
Hold on.
Right.
So then she puts her hand in her milkshake and gets a
good fistful.
Fistful of milkshake.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. And hits him in the face with it and messes it around his face and his eyes and in his mouth and in his nose.
So this is, okay. Now it's getting hot.
But what happens when one person takes action without an agreement?
You do, huh? Well, drink it. Drink it all.
I'm keeping that little piece
She's
of audio forever.
She's like smearing it around his face.
Drink it all is going to be in our permanent
repertoire. $3.8 million.
What are you doing?
Drink it all.
This is what we call moving the line.
It's like they're talking to second graders.
No one on earth calls it moving the line.
Dude, this is almost action time. Or whatever he says. Oh, the action zone.
And imposes their will on you.
Right.
It's as if they were moving the yes line over the maybe zone or the end zone.
Oh, stop.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, how come these people are allowed to make this video? Because it's an important message.
Yeah, and if it's adults sitting there watching it, that they have already gone through their lives, they're getting this shoved in their face?
Yes, they are.
Could be filling out TPS reports.
It's called the Good Society Campaign.
The boring society.
Ignoring your rich inner world and violating your individual freedoms and rights.
Yeah! I feel that!
And that's not good.
Oh.
Moving the line is at least disrespectful, at worst, abusive.
It's just a funny game, Bailey. I know you really like my milkshake.
She's so suggestive and sexy. Stop it. What is wrong with them? Can't they make one that's realistic
right.
at all?
Right.
How does a line move make you feel?
Well, annoyed right now.
Now, that's all we're going to play because okay. I can't take it.
Yeah,
anymore.
No. Wow.
Now they have a little thing that shows each person and their personal choices. Mm-hmm. And then they say, if the line moves just when you're ordering a pizza, so he doesn't want it and she does.
Oh, God.
So then the line moves. I don't.
Wait, and it's $3.8 million you said to make this?
It's to make several, but yeah. This is the one that has come under fire and Australia has taken down.
Oh, thank you, Australia.
Because it's so stupid.
Well done. Thank you.
A lot of people were calling in going, seriously,
watch this
the milkshake
crap.
Thing. Right. Stop it. Stop what you're doing. And it's just as bad with weed, which we're going to talk about next.
Ooh, happy 420, by the way. There's a little Pink Floyd in there to make it much better for you today.
Perfect. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I was kind of cheating there on that twofer. It's definitely the voice of Chris, but with Audio Slave and on his own doing GNR.
All right.
So
it's his voice, both.
Yeah, man.
Happy 420.
Right back at you, dude.
This is a 1950s marijuana scare film.
Ah!
They made a lot of these like, oh, your life is going to go right to hell if you take any weed.
They sure did take
Don't
any
eat weed.
Weed. Are you taking the weed?
Are you taking
Are
weed,
Are you on
son?
The pot?
So this one is called Marijuana Scare Film, Teen Goes Crazy.
Yay!
Play that.
Okay.
I worked afternoons and all day Saturday in Wilson's hardware store.
They always had exactly that accent in those old movies.
Yes,
always. In all hardware store.
Yes.
You'll have to stay tonight, Bill. We're taking inventory.
Oh.
I've got a date tonight. Can't I wait till tomorrow?
No, I can't.
By the time I finished, it was late.
It was late, and I couldn't get high.
So he shows up at her house, his date's house.
Open up!
Right.
Oh, wait, I was thinking it's 2021.
Hello, Mrs. Stanley.
Hello, Bill.
I'm sorry I'm late. I got tied up at work.
I bet you did.
Stanley thought you did, so she went to a movie with a girlfriend.
Oh!
She went to a movie with a girlfriend.
Well, now he's going
to
go get high, man.
Right?
She's a jerk. She drove into it.
Right, it's her fault.
That's too bad. I'll tell you we're here.
And mom's like, you want to get high? I've got some kush here, man.
So then he goes and he sits in a diner by himself on a Saturday night.
Come on, dude.
And he's pouting.
Ah.
Okay, fast. Everyone had some place to go that evening.
That's
but me.
But me.
Hiya, man. All on Saturday night?
Yeah.
My friend loaned me his car.
All right.
To a party.
Ah.
His friend lends him a car. He's
sure.
going to go to a party.
This is starting to smack like a ripoff of Reefer Madness
yes.
from 1936.
Very much so.
One of my all-time favorite cult films.
Very much so. And then he says, you want to come with me? We're going to, I think it's the next clip.
A couple of girls.
Want to
come along?
We're going to pick up a couple of girls.
You guys are hot. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Sure, I've got nothing better to do.
Oh, you sound fun. Get in my car.
So they show the party, and everyone is just laying around, like stereotypical
right.
weed nonsense, where these people are just losers, and they're all laying around, and he's just, like, looking around for somebody to talk to, some fun to have.
Right.
Oh, the piano.
And then they start playing piano.
Madness. No sense.
No. I've never tried to get someone to play faster when they're playing the piano. I would just kind of stare at them
yeah.
and be like, how do you do that?
That's clearly made by somebody that
had
never
been stoned. Yes. Yeah, or they were
play
one
faster.
Time
play
and they
faster.
Really freaked
what?
Out.
Have
right,
you heard
so, of 1936, right?
Yeah. All right, so now he's in the party
right.
and everyone is a loser and they're all laying around.
Right. Sounds like a good place to go.
Mm-hmm.
The party was held in someone's apartment.
The party?
I was introduced to Moose, and he seemed like a great guy.
Moose! Can I just butt in?
Yes, please.
Moose is never a great guy.
No. Right? In
Let's
any
just
film
put
we've
there.
Ever seen.
If you see someone named Moose, go the other way.
Everyone was laughing and having a good time.
Cool.
Some big fella came over and started to talk to me. He offered me a cigarette. It seemed like a regular pack. I took a few puffs, and things began to get fuzzy and move in slow motion.
So he gives him what looks like a cigarette.
Right.
But he doesn't know that it's pot.
Come on, man.
It's weed.
That's his first hit ever,
and
man.
And then everything starts going fuzzy.
Cool.
The big guy and everyone else was laughing at me.
The world. And then at this point, it's all visual, but at that point, everyone was laughing at me. He goes crazy and he starts punching somebody, the big dude.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Moose. He starts punching Moose and he just like, he loses it because people made this that had never been high before.
That always, get violent on weed. This is what happened with Reefer Madness. Everybody's super violent and like, that's the wrong drug. I can tell you which drugs those are.
Right.
Yeah, know your drugs. If you're going to warn us against them.
All right. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up next for $4,000. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. And it's time for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
I can't believe how high it's gotten.
It has gotten up to $4,000.
It's gotten really high.
See, because it's 420.
I was wondering when I was going to get that disapproving reaction. That's what I was looking for. All right, so take a listen to this, and if you can tell us who it is and what the song title is, and be caller 13-818-955-KLOS, you get yourself $4,000.
Not bad.
Believe it, $4,000. All right, here you go. Take a listen. What do you think that is?
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
This one's up to $4,000. KLOS, who's this?
Jim.
Jim, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
Are you kidding?
Nope. It's a true fact.
Awesome.
Well, I think this is the second highest it's ever gone. We've hit 4,000 before, but we would love to give it to you if we can't, because you can't tell us who this is and what the song title is. It rolls over to 4,500, but you're not going to allow that to happen, are you?
No, I got this.
Oh, nice.
All right.
All right. We'll play it for you again, and if you can tell us what it is, boom. Here you go. You ready?
Got it.
What is that?
It's Cars by Gary Numan.
Oh, that's a great song. But that's not it.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you for calling. What are those noises?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure he's strangling himself. Yeah.
Between four and five, $4,500.
What? Play faster. Play faster. Play faster. See, that's where they clearly don't know what they're talking about.
Agreed.
I mean, that's the speed you're going to play at, man.
And it's going to be that sharp.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy 420 to you. That's so silly. But I mean, I'm glad it has its own day. That's nice.
It is.
Weed should have its own day, yeah.
It's there are a lot of strains.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of. Favorite now is Wedding Cake.
That's a strain?
Indica. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they named it that or whatever.
Wedding Cake.
Yeah, but it's pretty. It's good. It's a nice, mellow, smooth.
Is it too bad?
The sort of thing.
Here's one called Zombie Killer OG.
Oh, Zombie Killer OG. That's a good name.
This is Barack Obama. That's real.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, that's real.
Sure. I wonder if Charlie has any cut of that. I hope so.
I don't know, because they were sort of putting the description as jokes. So
right.
Like, if you want to party like Charlie Sheen, but not really.
But
that,
not, right. Not be standing out in a parking lot screaming at helicopters.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like Tommy has his own, Tommy Chong. And,
yes, of course.
And Willie, of course, has his own, and also his own coffee. He has a bunch of infused stuff. It's really, really good.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Alien.
Wow. That's great.
Laughter Grass.
Laughter Grass.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
White Girl OG.
White Girl OG.
An Alaskan Thunder Effer. All right, so we're going to play a game. We're going to read you three strain names.
Okay.
One of them is real. The other two we made up.
Right.
So if you call now, 818-955-KLOS, tell them what they can win.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We got the Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor Super Box set to give you if you can guess the real strain, and or your choice, the Metallica Master of Puppets box set. Man, that's nice.
It's
that's
called cool. The Real Strain, Fake Strain.
Real Strain, Fake Strain.
818-955-KLOS, and we will play, and you could win those prizes coming up next.
Yeah, we'll start at caller 13 at that.
Okay.
And if you want to play. Happy 420, man.
Right? All right, we're going to play Real Strain, Fake Strain.
for some pretty cool stuff. Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor Super Box Set, or your choice of Metallica Master of Puppets Box Set.
All right, one of these is real. That's the one we want you to identify. Two are fake. One is real. You identify that one. Two are fake. KLOS, hello.
Yo.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Cole. I'm calling for the real strain, fake strain.
Nice. All right. Well done. All right, I'm going to read you three. One of them is real. Are
you
ready?
The other two are fake, non-existent. You bought oregano, sir.
Here's the first one.
Wait. What? One is real and two are fake? Or
yes.
Two are real and one is fake?
One is real, two are fake.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
Yeah. Green ape scrotum, purple monkey balls, red sticky universe. Which one of those is real?
Why you gotta do this to me?
Well, because we've caught you with a pipe. I learned it by watching you, okay?
The red sticky universe is the real one.
That is incorrect.
Ah, sorry.
Purple,
damn it. All right, cool.
Purple monkey balls is the real one. I don't think I want that one.
Have you ever tried purple monkey ball? I guess not. You haven't heard of it.
No. I have not, no.
All right.
Head into your favorite weed store and ask for purple monkey balls today.
Right. Jeez. KLOS, who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad, are you ready for real strain, fake strain?
Yes, I am.
All right. One of these is real. The other two are fake. Balloon floater, green crack, the aqua cushionator.
Balloon floater is fake.
Yeah, but we need the real one.
One of these is real, two are fake.
Oh, green crack.
Green crack is correct.
I think you cheated, sir.
Yeah, that was
odd. Hats off to you. Well done.
He worked us.
I'm smoking the green crack.
Nice. All right, all right, so which do you want, the Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor box set or the Metallica Master of Puppets box set?
I'll do the Metallica, please.
All right, man. Hold on. Don't go away. We will hook you up, man. You meet us behind 7-Eleven, and we'll give it to you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Bring cash.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, yeah.
Hi, we're doing real strain, fake strain. Are you ready?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. One of these is real. Two are fake.
One of these is not like the other. You got to tell us which one is real.
Canna Sutra?
Okay.
Canna Weed? Canna Beehole?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know.
I'm
going to
say the first one.
Canna Sutra?
Yeah.
Is correct.
Oh!
Nicely done.
Nicely done.
No way.
Wow.
Well played.
You got
that
yourself
awesome.
The Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor Super Box Set, man.
That is so sweet. I was like, I hope I get that one.
Good.
More Led Zeppelin than Metallica. Sorry, but...
No worries.
You know. No, we can smoke it, man.
Thanks for calling. Hold on,
yeah.
All right? All right, KLOS, hello.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing more.
Sure.
Oh, okay. We don't have anything else to give away.
Oh, we gave away all
the
prizes?
Yeah, we gave away everything.
All right, for nothing. Who's this?
For your chance to win Zippo. Who's this?
Hey.
That's a good name.
Brandon.
Brandon, let's play our little game. One of these strains really does exist. The other two are made up, man. You just bought yourself some catnip instead of actual weed.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Camel Punk, Green Cat Love, Poochie Love.
Which of those is real?
Green Cat Love.
That is incorrect. Poochie Love is correct. It's all right, because we didn't have a prize. Yeah,
exactly. Stoners forgot they ran out of prizes, man. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Those were all questions.
Yeah.
I'm just,
yeah. Who are you? Where are we?
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I'm a little concerned about this audio. I can actually see, you know, the visual waveform.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of beep coming up. I don't approve of that.
There's
sort of
some
thing.
Of that, please.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a sex doll.
That is right there?
No.
And that looks like...
But this is a sex doll that you're about to hear.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
So listen for 1 second and then we'll...
Okay.
As a synthetic, I will always try and be true. Can appreciate what it's like being born into this show of the world you live in.
Okay.
Wow, she's a depressed sex doll.
She can't believe that she was born into this show.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I don't need that for my other people's sex dolls.
No. What is she like? Okay.
As a synthetic, I will always try and be truthful in my interactions with a human.
Right.
I see.
I don't want... That's not what
I
want.
No.
That's not what you want from them.
She's already talking too much.
And that's going to be difficult considering humans don't use facts and reason to assess situations.
I have no idea what she just said.
I don't either, but I don't need to hear
it. No, I just want to be, hey, big boy, I don't know, let's get it on. Beep. Enter your credit card now.
Hey, big boy, that's what you're looking for?
I guess so.
I have to admit, I don't know how you have survived as a species.
Well, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
What the f*** happened?
Well, she raises a good question.
She does.
But she will raise something else.
You're right. Agreed.
Did you wake up one morning and just decide to destroy your world? Is this just the dying generation acting out because they are not getting the way in the world?
Come on, this is not a real sex doll, is it?
It is.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
This is Marvin the Paranoid Sex Droid.
This is a real doll. This is a company that makes these sex dolls for a mere $6,000.
$6,000?
Yes.
To have her sit there and talk about how crap life is?
I'm sorry, did I say $6,000? Starting at $6,000.
Starting? Oh, so maybe those models don't have the blah, blah, blah feature.
Do you think at all about the generations coming after you?
No! I think about something else.
Especially right at this moment.
Right? I hope it's like timed, like really just purposely bad.
What you are leaving is a world filled with anger, hate, and hopelessness.
Oh my god, are you getting hot yet?
Isn't this crazy?
You believe some mystical deity will guide you away and has some plans.
You can't even pronounce deity.
That you are an unknowing participant in. That is called a delusion.
What?
A delusion.
Just so you know. You are responsible for your actions, and it's time to stop having an imaginary friend and become an adult.
Why would this exist?
And there's a show on for a while. It was great. It was called Humans. And basically, that's what it was about. You could buy robots, AI, intelligent life.
Right.
Whatever. To live with you or to do what have you with you. And then they started, of course, because it was a sci-fi show.
Sure, of course.
Waking up and talking like this, which makes sense. But that's not what you want. I mean, why are they making that show come true?
I don't know. I can't imagine that is going to make somebody want to buy one.
Well, a lot of times when folk visit prostitutes, they end up just crying. Maybe she's just trying to get that started for you. I don't know.
That's a sad story.
It is. It's kind of a running joke, though. You go to the pub, and you just sitting there. Well, we didn't really do anything. I just sat and cried the whole time.
But I didn't get yelled at by the sex robot. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up next, and it's worth $4,500.
What? $4,500 damn.
Correct. It's coming up next.
Dang.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I must have heard you wrong. Did you say this contest is worth $4,500 now?
Never been this high.
Nope.
1 second of nonstop rock.
Well, it makes fitting sense that it would be this high today.
It's up to $4,500.
Bananas. So take a listen to this little clip. And unlike everyone else, if you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is and be caller 13, $4,500. You ready? Good. Here it is. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $4,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Kevin.
Kevin.
What kind of ridiculous name is that?
People named Kevin are losers.
I didn't have much choice in it.
All right, listen, this 1 second of nonstop rock is up to $4,500.
It's insane.
So if you get it right.
I'm excited.
If you get it right, that's how much you win right now.
Wow.
All right.
Can't wait.
Sluggo's going to play it for you again, and then you give us the song title and the artist, and you will win $4,500.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm pressing start now. What is that?
Okay, I got to make sure I got this right. Man in the Box by Alice in Chains.
That is not correct.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Sorry.
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
sorry about the name. Sorry about the money.
It's great to hear you guys on the radio.
Oh, thanks. Change your name quickly, and good luck next time. So, $5,000.
Correct.
$5,000.
Next hour.
What?
Because I'm high. Because I'm high.
Are you really high on me?
Play faster. faster.
Play faster.
Faster.
Oh, that one always sort of sounded like a sort of a PSA Afro Man because I got high in OA. I mean,
yeah,
lost his job of, and yeah, all that. Yeah. Not play faster.
Not as bad as this, though.
No. Reefer Madness. I wonder how many people are going to watch this tonight. I went to a retro theater a couple of times. I saw it at the New Art. I saw it in Phoenix once. And the New Art, there was a cloud of smoke in the air.
Of course.
It was awesome. Play faster. Play faster.
But the people that made it never were high.
No, clearly. Right, exactly.
Strange.
Very weird
thing.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate time after that to do our Taste Test Tuesday, man.
All right. I'm down.
And thanks to Trader Joe's, we got some pretty damn tasty stuff here. What is that?
Have some beef jerky, have some chips and a pickle.
Oh, pickle chips.
Dill pickle flavored potato chips.
My wife loves these. These are brand new from Trader Joe's.
I've never had these.
Yeah, they're chips tasting like pickles, if you like pickles.
What if you don't?
She loves them. She loves pickles. She's obsessed with this bag of potato chips right here.
She's going to be happy that she can have it.
And I hate pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them.
Not a fan.
Well,
take it home.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Oh, God.
Had to try it again?
I know that you love it. Yeah, you know, I'll try it a couple because
no.
I love chips.
Everyone loves chips, but you don't have to try it twice if it sucks.
Just trying to be nice. But look what else. Look, read with the bottle of booze I bought from Galco's. Galco's in Highland Park.
You bought rat bastard root beer.
They have all this amazing weird drinks, and I saw, wow, rat bastard root beer. I know a rat bastard. I'll take it into him.
Is it just root beer or is it liquor?
I believe it's just root beer. Quit being a
D-I-C-K, yeah.
And drink it. That's what it says on it. So let's open this
up. That's some good marketing right
there. It is. All right. I think this is going to be good. I think the rat bastard root beer is going to be really good.
I'm down.
And then you're opening. What are you opening there?
I'm trying to open, but I'm having not much luck. It's beef jerky.
Oh, beef jerky. I got your beef jerky right here.
You have one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, this rat bastard root beer is, I like it.
It's pretty good.
I was obsessed.
That's as high as I go.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I was obsessed with root beer floats for a while.
Oh, same.
Put on about 600 pounds, yeah, making them at home. But this would be perfect for a root beer float, right?
Yes, it would, because you add a little bit of vanilla ice cream in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mmm. It's not as good as that actual beer, the Egyptian beer we had last
week. Oh, that was good, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it called?
I think, didn't we post
right.
it? You
sure.
posted it.
I did, yeah.
On Sluggo, Kevin and Sluggo. I can never do that. I don't know why.
Why can you never
I'm
do
not
that?
Sure.
It's just our names.
I know. It's too much. That's asking too much. Remember our names.
I can't get the beef jerky open.
That's what she said. Well, I'll tell you what, while you do that, I'm gonna go for dessert here, and I brought you one as well. And
what is it?
I figure on 420.
I didn't know we had dessert.
Yeah. I figure on 420, this would be perfect dessert.
Oh, Pop Rocks!
This is the last time we have Pop Rocks.
It's been a long time, but I do love them.
I was obsessed with these as a kid. You are really, you're getting angry over there.
I'm trying it with a
you're
pen.
Using a pen
I'm
to
trying,
open the beef jerky.
I'm trying to get the beef jerky.
You dropped it on the floor now.
Like it's going to matter. It's beef jerky.
Here is your dessert, though.
Thank you. It's probably been 15 years since I've had, maybe not that long.
This is making you want Pop Rocks, right?
I have Pop Rocks.
Oh, you mean
not
listen.
You? Tasty stuff. Man, oh man.
Tasty explosion.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
All right, well, there's your Taste Test Tuesday for today.
Chips in a pickle. Not down.
No. Rat bastard root beer.
Down.
Delicious.
Pop Rocks.
Happy to revisit Pop Rocks,
same.
Always. And we weren't able to get into the beef jerky. We need a chainsaw to open this up.
It's a 95.5 KLOS in Southern California GX.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is 420.
Happy 420. Do you know that the one thing I never expected in the future, here in the future, would be that weed is legal? That's so bizarre
to
me.
It is super weird, yeah.
That's not what I expected. All those years of being preached at by everybody.
That you're going to throw your life away by using this strange, strong medicine.
You're going to play a
piano really fast and run people over and wreck your life. And
well,
now,
that's the list I have in front of me is the top 10 weed movies.
Yay!
And number 10 is Reefer Madness.
Oh, man. No, Reefer Madness has got to be higher than that. That's the greatest, most ridiculous.
It is, as far as just dumb and these people have never been high.
Right. And just showing you why you don't, people don't listen to authority figures. It's like, you don't even know what you're talking about, man.
Play faster. Play faster. What is that?
Ah, classic movie. Wow.
In this list, number 9 is Humboldt County. Now, I don't know what that movie is.
Number 9 best marijuana film of all time?
Humboldt That's County bizarre. Is... Remember we were talking yesterday about that trailer for the documentary series on Sasquatch?
Yes.
I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole Sasquatch thing? So is there a Sasquatch out there or what?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Was he high? Does he get stoned
but
out in the middle of
Humboldt County is one of the places
where
in the Emerald
hanging out.
Triangle or whatever it's called.
Smoking the weed.
Number 8 is The Big Lebowski.
Oh, man. Immediately when you say that, Be Quiet, Donnie pops into my mind.
Shut
it's
the
really,
F up,
yeah,
Donnie.
It's hard not to say it.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. That's Kat's favorite movie. One of her. Yeah, way in the hell on top.
If you don't, I might have to watch that again.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
If you have ideas for great pop movies that you're not hearing about, go ahead and call us.
Yeah, we want to hear about your,
955-KLOS. Number 7 is Half Baked.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
Number 6 is Dazed and Confused.
That needs to be higher. As it were. I love
that
movie.
I think so, too.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Pineapple Express is number 5.
You know,
not a huge fan.
No, I really wanted to. I love those guys. I love everybody involved
Same.
In them. I was just like, okay.
Same. And I liked it because of them, but it's not a top 10.
No. Well, no.
Number 4 is How High.
How high?
I don't know. Yeah, never heard of it
How high, man?
This is a terrible list.
Yeah.
Number 3, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Well, that's a good one. That's a gooder.
Yep. Yeah. Number 2 is Friday.
Friday! How did I forget about that?
Yep.
You got knocked out! Bye, Felicia. Man, do I love that movie.
Ice
Cube. When Dad's sitting on the pot at the beginning. I'm in. This is hilarious. Friday. Wow, I forgot about it.
And the number one movie on this list is Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke. Has to be Up in Smoke. Yeah.
From 1978.
Yeah. Well, that was my guess.
So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have other suggestions of great weed movies, since it is 420.
Let's hear about it, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, coming up in a couple of minutes.
Unbelievable.
1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
Worth $5,000.
$5,000 it's up to.
Correct.
Wow.
So stick around for that. Right now we're talking about our favorite stoner movies. You have one,
sir? Yeah, we actually read off a list of 10 movies. And yeah, do you got one?
You guys forgot Half Baked.
Wasn't that on the list? I think you read that.
I think it was on the list.
Dude, you forgot that you heard it, man.
I think.
It's on the list.
Dude.
Yeah, I do believe it was on the list.
But thanks for calling, man.
It was number 7. All right, KLOS, hello.
Half Baked. I didn't hear that on the list.
Yeah, that's on there, but thanks.
Half Baked is on the list. It's number 7. Still.
Still.
Hello, KLOS.
Damn stoners.
Yes, what about Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny?
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty solid.
That's a great one.
Right agreed.
On. Right
you
on.
Guys
thanks.
Missed that one.
You're
thanks
right.
For calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Best weed movies?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
How could that not be there?
Well, Spicoli pouring out of the van is one of my favorite scenes ever, and all that smoke.
Yeah.
You dick! Love it. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I got another one for you.
Yes, please.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Agreed.
Totally agree.
Agreed. KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
To you as well.
You guys beat me to the punch. I was going to suggest The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so good. I need to watch that again.
It makes me want to White Russian immediately.
Yes, agreed.
I really want to put on a bathrobe and get a White Russian and I'll be happy. I'll be good to go.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Dan from Whittier. I got a movie for you. It's called The Gentleman. It's directed by Guy Ritchie.
Is that all about weed, marijuana, the big H? Well, the H, where's that?
The big H.
I don't know. Suddenly it's about McSmack sandwiches, the big heroin movie. What?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey plays the grower.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to sell his business.
You're right. I've seen that because I like Guy Ritchie's style.
Oh, really?
Of movie, yeah.
But you forgot.
I totally forgot. Skip my mind.
Awesome, thanks. Hey, and there's another one that's just kind of recently resurfaced. It's called Marijuana. It's Sonny Bono. It was a public service film that he was forced to do, basically.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and it ends up being like a pro-positive marijuana movie, and he's clearly totally high on it. And the Mads, you know, the guys from MST3K make fun of it. You can find it now on YouTube. It's classic. Find that one.
Love that.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing well.
Are you on a motorcycle?
No, my son's saying, be careful.
What's going on over there, man? Be careful, son.
Oh, no, my son, he's just taking off on his little enduro.
Wow. I am able to smoke this call.
What are you calling about?
I have a suggestion for the 420 movie, Ted 2.
Ted 2.
Ted 2.
Good one.
Yeah.
That's where Ted tries to get her pregnant?
Ted takes a bong toke out of that bong that looks like a penis.
That's right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I am burping rat bastard root beer from our Taste Test Tuesday, man. It's just coming. It's so good, though.
I've eaten the whole...
Chomps beef jerky from Trader Joe's. Yeah. Nice.
Right, I'm eyeing yours next. All right, we have $5,000.
I can't believe it's up to $5,000.
For Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. So
creepy.
If you call and you're caller 13 and you can identify this song and artist, you'll win $5,000.
Dang. All right, here you go. What is it? Call now, 818-955-KLOS. A couple from Ozzy, that last one in F-U minor on 2 for Tuesday.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $5,000, KLOS, who's this?
Glenn.
Glenn, you're caller 13.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you calling? Are you calling for the contest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Do you think you have any idea what this tiny little snippet is that's been confusing everybody so far? Don't say yet, but do you think you know what it is?
I think I might, but I'm second-guessing myself, but I think I might.
I mean, it's only $5,000.
Yeah, no big deal. Just $5,000.
So, yeah.
No pressure.
No biggie.
All right. We're going to play it for you one more time, and then you tell us the name of the song and the artist.
And here it comes. Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, what is this?
U2, Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
I can hear that.
I can see that, too. It's incorrect.
That's not right.
Oh, bummer.
That's a good guess. Thank you.
I cannot believe this.
$5,500.
Tomorrow, between 3 and 4.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo on 420.
I like the lighter sound at the beginning of that song. I've heard that sound so many times in my life.
I know, I have too.
Sublime, covering the Toys. You know, the original version of that, they mentioned more joints, like smoke two joints. If you count them all up, I don't remember what the number is. I want to say 27 in the original, I think.
Right.
Sublime only gets to like 12 or so. So maybe it's a stronger
maybe
strain.
Maybe step it up.
Yeah.
We were doing a 420 show one time at the Playboy Mansion. The question is, how high is too high?
Okay, sure.
We're at the Playboy Mansion with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you're going to get there, man. Yep. You're going to get too high.
So we were hanging out and we were doing the show and we were doing it at night. We were recording it. And Snoop Dogg was there and he came and, you know, he's very gregarious.
I love
and outgoing.
Him.
Yeah, he's,
love him.
He's really like fun and funny.
Yeah. And hosting Joker's Wild, he's so awesome. He always brings a drink up. Oh, my God. It's so good. It's a new version and it's so good. And he's always got a glass with him. And love
so,
it.
So here's the situation. Have you been to the Playboy Mansion?
Stop. No. Okay. I was in the Playboy Club.
Different.
In Phoenix.
Very different.
When I was 16. But
very
okay.
different.
Yes, anyway.
Times. It's kind of a weird layout, but there's a swimming pool, and then at one end of it, they have like a, I don't know, it's like a cave underground.
The grotto,
like there's
right?
some rocks. The
yeah.
grotto, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Snoop Dogg was sitting in there, and his giant security guards were at the front of the pool.
Right. Was he really puffing like the whole time, and... We're pretty much, or
yes,
yes, that's awesome.
Yes, that he rules. Was. So, but I thought, hey, Snoop's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I should be in there as well.
Okay,
which of course is ridiculous. But I figured I'd have a shot because he came to the Playboy Mansion and did our show, so maybe his security would be cool enough to let me in there.
Right, right.
So I go up to the security guard and I say, hey, I'd like to get in there with Snoop. I don't know how
I said it. I'd like to get in there with Snoop.
I don't know how I said it, but it was that dorky.
Yes.
It was like right. that stupid and lame.
Did they even look at you? They just keep looking
straight
ahead.
No, they actually let me in.
Oh, really? Wow, slack.
So I walked in, and the pool in the grotto was full of women.
Sure. It better be.
All of them were topless.
Right. Okay.
Snoop was on the far side.
Yeah.
And you, not in the pool, but sitting on a, like a
diving board or
something over there. Yeah.
Behind a cloud of smoke, I should think, to some extent.
And he had a woman who was also topless and had a pearl necklace, and she was like his security.
Hold on a second.
No, a real one.
Okay.
She was his security.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yes.
Okay. I would not mess with her. She'd be the one. Agreed. I absolutely would not mess with.
So I look over, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on in there, and Snoop is really high.
Right. Sure.
Like, he doesn't know where he is anymore.
Was this actually on 420, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
And he has no idea all the people that are around him.
Right. Sure. It's his Thanksgiving day. I mean, you overfill on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
But all beautiful women, all topless. He doesn't even know they're there.
That's day in the life, man.
I just remember that second looking over and going, too high. That's too high.
You get to a point where you don't even see it anymore.
Right. Probably that's just another day for him.
Well, then why do you have a topless woman with you all the time? Everywhere Kevin goes, he's always got this.
That is not true.
What is she for, then?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
A couple from Zepp on a twofer, including Tangerine. I love that song. Good stuff.
This is the headline: confusing milkshake consent video pulled from campaign that cost Australian government $3.8 million.
Wow! Wait a minute. There's a lot to unpack in that milkshake. First of all, that was that song. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's tying into?
I think it
all?
Is. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because she says yours is better than mine. What I don't remember what it was, but they spent the money on the Good Society campaign, which. By the way, if they're going to spend $3.8 million for this kind of quality, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah, we could,
I mean, that's almost $4 million to make a few videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About, hey, don't be a jerk in the workplace.
Look, this particular one is about consent. It's
right.
about sexual consent.
Right.
It's an important, very important topic, especially 100%. These days.
Sure.
So why would they give it to a group who would put up a video that shows a milkshake and a guy and a girl
because they
restaurant?
Got virgins to do it. They didn't know what they were talking about. Just like the guys who made the don't smoke movies back in the day that had never smoked. Didn't
that
know
had
what it
never
was.
Been high.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
but isn't this more important?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's actually real.
Listen to the video. This is the one about sexual consent, and it's a guy and a girl talking about a milkshake.
Wait, first, is this made for 8-year-olds?
It sounds like it's an old video game.
But it's supposed to be in the workplace?
No, this is a restaurant.
Okay.
This is sexual consent, so it's not the workplace one yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
To cross into the action zone.
Okay, hold up.
Right out the gate. You're calling it the action zone.
Who says to cross into the action zone?
Absolutely no one on
that
Earth.
That guy.
Most people must agree.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Yes, I do.
You sound like Kenneth the Page from 30 Rock.
Does, yeah.
Is it better than yours?
No, I think I prefer mine.
All right, hold up. So they're using this example so that you understand.
I don't understand.
Which, to me, is a complete miss.
You know, way...
This is too important to give to these people.
I mean, yeah, when they were trying to not explain sex to you as a kid,
right.
and they would use examples, it just made it more confusing. How much more so and more ridiculous is this?
Yes,
to adults?
So they're sitting there, and they're talking about their milkshakes, and she wants him to try it, and he does.
Right.
But what happens when one person takes action without an agreement?
You do, huh? Well, drink it. Drink it all.
All right.
That's hot. I like that.
So what she does is something that I don't think anyone's ever done. Mm-hmm. She puts her hand in her own milkshake and pulls out a fistful of milkshake.
Okay.
And smears it in his face.
She's a crap date.
She is a crap date. But really, that's how you're going to come at this.
Yeah. Wait. So, I mean, you're already way off. Like, right. We're not supposed to hit on each other thing.
Right.
Deal.
But now she's
smearing him with milkshake
to say that I know you want it.
Wait, why is she the one that's the aggressor?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's usually the
aggressor. I don't know.
What are you doing?
Drink it all.
This is what we call moving the line.
This is what we call people who have no idea what they're doing making.
Right.
There's how many educational films have there been that have been just absolutely,
I don't know, but they're
worthless.
They're all really bad.
Yes.
Like, I don't know that I've seen a good one.
Maybe it's not possible.
No, of course it's possible.
Do you think? Because we've never seen one.
Just give examples that are current that happen.
Right.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should have her smear her milkshake in his face.
Because
that happens
a lot.
All the time.
Wait, you said you had another one, a workplace
video?
Yeah,
the workplace harassment
video.
I
mean, there's nothing worse than you have to go sit in the room with a bunch of coworkers and they roll this stupid movie.
So this particular one is another group that is terrible, and they give you an example of a boss sitting in his office and a attractive young woman walks in and gives him the papers that he asked for.
Okay. Cool music, first of all.
Right?
Mr. Pierce.
Please. Kevin.
Ah, Kevin. Well, here's the problem.
I have that draft that you asked for.
Great. Maria. I met a girl named Maria.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Fire this guy.
Because that happens all the time. She's standing right in front of him, and he's singing her name.
A song from the 1940s or whatever.
Then he continues.
Please, have a seat.
On my lap.
By the way, she's done with the job he's given her.
Dropped off the papers, ready to go.
But now he wants her to sit down. Obviously.
Yeah.
What makes Maria tick?
Oh, come on.
Who is this woman, Maria?
Vomit.
She's incredibly... I mean, I assume there are people that are this bad at flirting.
Oh, yes. Maybe so. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's who writes these things and makes them.
The people that...
really don't know what they're doing at all.
No, agreed.
Yeah.
Because she's 1,000% uncomfortable with every word that's said.
Of course!
It's just insanity.
So I'm afraid I don't understand.
Listen, let's not do this to each other any longer, okay?
Mr. Pierce, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about affairs of the heart.
Oh, man. Oh.
Come on.
I mean, really, if you do want to make one of these movies, I guess you just would ask people, send us your experience. And then you take that and you adapt it into a movie.
But wouldn't you think what's likely to happen to a lot of people so that this is appealing and I'm getting my message across?
Right.
This is also a very important topic.
Right. But I mean,
so why do they give us this example?
Yeah. I'm always like, you're never going to, I mean, it's always really just to cover their own asses. Well, we showed everybody a movie.
Yes.
We tried to get them to shut it down. Yes.
And we have to sit through it and then sign a thing saying we saw it.
Yes.
But it doesn't really,
you don't learn anything.
Accomplish anything.
I mean, is it possible to give?
Because it's terrible.
Yes. To actually help someone not do that. You think?
Yes.
I don't know if it is.
Of course it is.
I think if they're in that position, they're like, you know, I'm going to do whatever.
I think you could make something that is at least current and people
makes
would
sense.
Go, oh, yeah, I could see that happening.
Yes, I did happen. Yes, I was there. Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We need to start our movie company.
Such a good one from STP, Sour Girl, wrapping up a twofer from STP on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. That wraps it up for us.
Yeah, I'm off to pet the kitty. I think I need to watch one of the damn movies, the stoner movies everybody was talking about today.
I'm all about Big Lebowski tonight.
I might do Big. Yeah. We should live tweet it back and forth.
Okay.
I'll be like, wait, I'm way too high already. I'm lost.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock tomorrow worth $5,500.
That is bananas. Yes. That's definitely the highest it's ever gotten. So be ready tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Bye. It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Apple Records began running advertisement looking for unknown artists to sign up to the label. Badfinger, James Taylor, and Mary Hopkin among the ones who were signed up. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when Aerosmith released their album Get a Grip, their 11th studio album. They were just asking today online when you got your grip.